Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you today. Welcome to our coverage from the 2019 Oklahoma Youth Expo, powered by ITC, your energy superhighway. At the 2019 Oklahoma Youth Expo, we are pleased to have along with us longtime friend and a colleague as far as on the journalistic side of things, Larry Peck. He's the editor, the publisher of Ag Youth magazine. Larry, let's talk a little bit about maybe first of all, tell me about Ag Youth. This is quite a journey you've had fairly quickly on this really outstanding publication.
Well, actually, it was Mary's ideal. Mary and I owned a magazine. 31 years ago, she woke up in the middle of the night and said, "Hey, I've got an idea. I want to publish some good things about good kids in agriculture." And she had it drawn out on a grocery sack, if you will, and had Oklahoma on it. And originally, it was Ag Youth Oklahoma style. And she had, and then on the front of it, she had a whole bunch of little pictures of kids, just pictures drawn out there. She said, "We can tell the positive story." And obviously, there were several stock show magazines, but none of them that was just kid-related. And that's what Ag Youth Magazine is. It tells the good stories, and we brag on kids for 31 years.
And you said you started, obviously, with it being called Oklahoma, but you pulled that off because you really have gone beyond Oklahoma.
Yes, we actually have subscribers in 23 states. Now, there's not a whole lot as you get further out, but really the five states, you just draw a circle around us here, Little Rock, Dallas, the panhandle of Texas, and up in Kansas and around. That's who we are. We are the magazine in the barn. We're the magazine about kids.
Now, you obviously get around to a lot of these shows. Since the first of the year, we've had obviously the county shows, the district shows. How have things gone this year here in Oklahoma?
Well, really good, other than the weather. We've never had one of those days that's just been real pretty when I say, "Boy, I wished I was fishing instead of doing this." It's been cold and kind of dreary the whole time, but the animals look good. And the kids, the record number of kids out there from corner to corner of the state, as we've seen the district shows, the bonus sales went super good. Each one of those out there in the districts, it was just a tremendous spring. You know, we start out jackpotting there early, January 2 and 3, and then rock and roll through all the districts, and here we end up here at the world's largest livestock show.
Now, you know, the shows themselves all kind of point to Oklahoma Youth Expo, as they have down through the years, but all these shows have really grown.
Oh, all the shows have really grown. They actually follow the OYE rules. Your kids must be nominated for OYE, and a lot of them just adopt those rules and makes it handy, and it all just goes together. But, yeah, the shows have just grown and grown and grown. I know down our Southwest District where we put that show on there, our numbers were larger this year than ever before. We had 2,300 head entered down there.
You and I were kind of joking a little bit about the fact that you probably are the one man in the state of Oklahoma that's probably gone and tromped through more show rings than anybody else in the state. You've seen a lot of changes over the years.
Well, that's definitely for sure. You know, the good Lord blessed me to have a passion. And, you know, I grew up showing, and I had an ag teacher or two that took me under their wing and a 4-H agent. And then I was lucky to marry my wife, Mary. She was a 4-H agent, and myself as an ag teacher, I got to do that. And with all the kids and all the good kids I had, and then I got on the judging circuit. We got to go all over the United States judging shows and state fairs and all those show rings. And then now we take the pictures, all the pictures we take with Ag Youth Magazine. And we get to go to all those shows. So I had never thought about it, but I may have traced around, as you said, in more rings than probably anybody.
Now, let's talk a little bit about OYE, Oklahoma Youth Expo. It's been around since, about 2002, something like that, before that, the Spring Stock Show. It has grown remarkably.
Sure. You know, had the 100th anniversary 2 years ago, so that gives you a clue. You know, it was the Oklahoma Fat Stock Show originally back there. The Sirloin Club started that, and the Chamber took it over, and it just grew and had different names. But this is the name, the Oklahoma Youth Expo. You know, obviously, we got to give a shout-out to Mr. Funk and Mr. Harold. They took it on themselves and put together a board and said, "Here we go, guys. Hang on. It's going to be a ride." Whitey done the first deal, and now Tyler Norvell. And them guys are just, and their leadership and their teams have just been tremendous. And as you've seen, it has grown. You were here. You and I were joking about the cameras in the ring. You know, the first time you and I were here, and it was Frankie Allen, there was three of us in the ring. And the grand drive, there's going to be 40 to 50 people of publications and media and social that will be taking representing our kids. You got to find that to be pretty cool.
And, you know, there are so many different things that have kind of popped up that are a part of the Youth Expo now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it just goes on and on. You know, between the fitting contest and the skill-a-thon and the blood drive, and you can just go on and on. I can't even name them all. We have a showmanship contest, and, you know, each barn has that, and it has just got bigger and bigger and bigger. And like I said, it's an organization. The leadership on the top end of this deal is pretty scary. There's a lot of successful people that give their time, donate a lot of time in each barn. The superintendents, they're successful people that have showed, or their kids have showed, or they're ag teachers or extension people. It is run right. Believe me, I go around and it's run right.
You know, you mentioned the fact that, you know, the origins, the kind of the genesis of it was that fat stock show concept, the market animals. But in the last, particularly 5, 6, 7 years, we've seen so many of the females, the breeding animals.
Yeah, you know, at one time that was really kind of an argument. Oh, we don't want to put in females. We don't want to do that. And the females just kept growing at the locals and the counties and the districts. And thank goodness OIE said, well, let's do it. Let's go. And they gradually integrate each of them, starting with the cattle. And this cattle, and I don't know how many heifers will be here, but there will be a million. I don't know. They're everywhere when the heifer boys roll in here, and good ones too. And all the species have their own female shows, and like I said, they're run by the different people. And the quality of our females has just went up, up, and up due to this show.
You know, obviously have seen a lot of shows down through the years. As you mentioned, you've judged. What about the relationship of these shows back to the species, to the livestock industry themselves? Do they relate pretty well, you think?
They relate really well on the breeding stock end of it, especially, and I guess that's what's really helped. We've kept our females, and whether it be does or gilts, in our cattle barn especially, that's a different style. You know, in the market end, it's a terminal market. Mm-hmm. And we're gonna actually harvest those animals when it's said and done. And so they can be different, and they need to be different. Females don't need to look like males in the show ring. It's just that's the way it is. And, the judges they select keep those female traits. They've got to be able to walk good. You know, they've got to be neat made. You know, they got to have some grow to them and to be able to carry that baby. And those females are really good. And this sets the standard to those good females. It really does.
One thing we haven't talked about are the kids themselves. It's incredible to me how many opportunities there are, but at the same time, the quality of the kids that have come in year after year.
Well, you have to start there with OIE and their scholarship program. You know, their scholarship program has just grown and grown and grown. The many businesses and families that sponsor scholarships, you know, and kids get $5,000 and $2,500 and $500. And that night we present those. It's just a massive number of seniors that have showed here before. The scholarships are unbelievable. I sometimes take it for granted how good our kids are because I work with these kids. I taught them. I grew up with them. My wife taught. I mean, we just expect them to be good. We know they're good, and we're proud of them. But they're good kids, and I'm telling you, we've got the best kids in the state.
I guess what those comments of Lieutenant Governor Matt Pinnell here a little while back, that kind of shows you how good they are.
Oh, no doubt about it. You know, the political scene has obviously noticed that agriculture kids are the best. You know, not only can they make their grades, they're the leaders at school on your basketball and baseball and football teams. You know, they juggle their schedule, and they roll in here. They're successful in the show ring. They have successful parents, those parents that make sure. You know, it costs a lot of money to do this game. It really is. It's not any cheaper, you know, than doing basketball or something else. All of it costs money, the travel and everything. We have a true investment in kids here, but oh, is that investment worth it?
Indeed it is, Larry. Larry Peck joining us today from Ag Youth Magazine here at the 2019 Oklahoma Youth Expo. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.